You know, you have worked incredibly hard to build your retirement savings. You've navigated all the market cycles, you optimized your asset allocation, and you watched that portfolio compound over years. But with the current macroeconomic landscape, I mean, we're talking inflation pressures, shifting monetary policies, just general economic uncertainty.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is. And the conversation naturally shifts from aggressive growth to wealth preservation.
Absolutely.
How do you actively protect what you've already built? Well, it's really the million-dollar question for you right now.
It is.
And for a lot of investors, the answer involves looking at physical assets. So welcome to this deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today, our entire mission is focused on decoding the highly specialized and frankly heavily regulated world of gold IRAs.
Heavily regulated is the key phrase there.
Exactly. And we are pulling our insights today from a really detailed source. It's the top-scoring precious metals IRA company's 2026 report by Doug Young.
Which is a fantastic resource.
It really is. This bulletin is engineered specifically to cut through all that heavy marketing noise you see in the precious metal space and just get straight to the empirical data.
Yeah, and I think we really need to establish the pedigree of this source material right up front.
Please do.
Because the precious metals market is notoriously crowded with really aggressive advertising.
Oh, absolutely.
But Doug Young is bringing a highly institutional perspective here. We are looking at a former financial director with over two decades' experience navigating the broader financial market.
20 years.
Over 20 years, yeah. And more importantly, for the last 15 years, he's focused his analytical lens specifically on the gold IRA ecosystem.
Right.
Since 2011, his team has audited over 80 different providers.
Wow, 80.
80. So this isn't just some surface-level review. He relies on a very rigorous methodology. They track verified ratings. They deploy mystery shopper tactics to test the customer service.
I love that. Mystery shopping financial firms.
Right. It works. They audit the fine print for hidden fee structures, and they verify strict adherence to IRS regulatory compliance. Basically, he is auditing these firms so you don't have to.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we even get into the specific firms that actually survived Doug's 2026 audit, we need to clarify the actual mechanics of a gold IRA.
Yeah, good idea.
Because we all understand how a standard IRA operates, right?
Right.
You fund it, you allocate capital into equities or fixed income funds, and a brokerage handles the back end.
Seamlessly.
Right. But injecting physical, tangible commodities into a tax-advantaged retirement vehicle introduces significant regulatory friction.
Very significant.
You aren't just clicking a button to buy an ETF, you are managing a bifurcated system.
And that raises a really important question for the listener. How does that division of labor actually work to satisfy the IRS?
Right.
Because you are dealing with two entirely distinct entities to maintain the tax advantage status of physical gold.
The first one being the gold IRA company.
Exactly. First, you have the gold IRA company. Think of them as your concierge. Their function is essentially operational and educational.
Okay.
They manage the initial paperwork, they source the IRS-approved precious metals, and they facilitate the transaction. But, and this is huge, they are legally prohibited from holding your assets.
Interesting.
Yeah, that strict regulatory firewall requires the second entity, which is the custodian.
Which is an entirely separate IRS-approved financial institution, usually a specialized trust company or a bank, right?
Spot on.
The custodian is the administrative backbone. They handle the mandatory IRS reporting, and they contract the highly secure third-party depositories where your physical metal is actually vaulted. And
Yeah.
they don't sell gold, right? They are legally barred from offering investment advice. They exist purely for administration and compliance.
And that separation of powers is absolutely critical for your protection as an investor.
Makes sense.
Also, briefly, you have three paths you can take here depending on your tax strategy. Traditional IRAs, which are pre-tax but subject to required minimum distributions or RMDs when you hit age 73.
Right.
Roth IRAs, which are after tax but give you tax-free withdrawals and no RMDs. And SEP IRAs if you're self-employed and need higher contribution limits.
Okay, so that's the structure. But how do you actually get your money in there? I want to focus on that rollover mechanic, specifically the distinction between a direct and an indirect rollover, because the tax implications seem severe.
Oh, severe is an understatement. This is where many investors inadvertently trigger massive tax liabilities.
So walk us through the direct rollover first.
Sure. In a direct rollover, the capital moves institution to institution. Your current brokerage wires the funds directly to your new gold IRA custodian.
So you never touch it.
Exactly. The capital never hits your personal checking account, which means it remains completely shielded from taxes and early withdrawal penalties. It's a seamless transfer of tax advantage status.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of IRS enforcement, you can see why the alternative, the indirect rollover, is so heavily penalized.
Right. The indirect rollover is a trap if you aren't careful.
Because in an indirect rollover, you actually take possession of the funds.
You do. The current custodian cuts a check directly to you.
And the moment that happens, the IRS starts a strict 60-day clock.
Very strict. The government assumes you are taking a cash distribution unless you prove otherwise by depositing those exact funds into the new gold IRA within that 60-day window.
What happens if you miss it? Say, day 61.
If you miss that deadline by a single business day, the IRS classifies the entire amount as a taxable distribution.
Ouch.
And if you are under 59 and a half, they tack on an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty.
That is brutal.
The IRS essentially views the indirect rollover as a short-term tax-free loan, and they police the deadline mercilessly. The direct rollover removes that counterparty risk entirely. Always go direct if you can.
Which brings us to the actual providers who facilitate this process.
The fun part.
Right. So Doug Young's methodology filters out companies with hidden fees, poor compliance records, or subpar ratings from the Better Business Bureau and the Business Consumer Alliance.
Right.
And the firm that took the top overall spot for 2026 is Augusta Precious Metals.
Number one.
And looking at the data, they didn't just edge out the competition, they completely dominated the compliance and customer satisfaction metrics. They have a verified track record of zero complaints across the major watchdogs.
Zero complaints in this industry is almost unheard of. What's fascinating here is how Augusta achieved that metric.
How do they do it?
When you dig into their operational model, it becomes clear that they front-load customer education to an extreme degree.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, they aren't relying on passive brochures or aggressive sales funnels. Prospective clients are required to attend private one-on-one web conferences.
Oh, wow. Required.
Required. And the personnel running these briefings are highly credentialed. They're led by Devlin Steele, who is a Harvard-trained economist.
That's a serious flex.
It really is. They actively analyze macroeconomic trends, discuss inflation hedges, and evaluate exactly how physical metals correlate with your existing equity and fixed income allocations.
But I want to push back on their model for a moment because there is a significant barrier to entry here.
The minimum.
Yes. Augusta requires a $50,000 minimum investment.
Yeah.
In an industry where many competitors allow you to open an account for $5,000 or $10,000, doesn't a $50,000 gatekeeping fee contradict the idea of making financial security accessible? It immediately prices out a massive segment of retail investors.
It absolutely filters the market. But from an operational standpoint, that minimum is precisely what funds their high-touch model.
Okay, explain that.
When a firm sets a $50,000 floor, they are intentionally selecting for high conviction, high net worth investors. By limiting their total volume of clients, they can dedicate significantly more administrative and educational resources to each individual account.
So fewer clients, but better service.
Exactly. They can afford to put a Harvard-trained economist on a web call because the capital deployment justifies the overhead. It's a deliberate choice to prioritize premium lifetime account service over mass market volume.
And to their credit, the data shows they are incredibly transparent about what that premium service actually costs.
Which is rare.
Right. When you look at their fee schedule, it's a flat, predictable structure. There's a $50 application fee, a $125 annual custodian fee, and then storage fees of either $100 or $150.
Depending on if you want segregated storage, right?
Exactly. Depending on whether you elect to have your metals fully segregated from other investors in the depository.
Right.
And the customer reviews in Doug Young's report heavily emphasize this transparency. Reviewers like Brett S. and Richard N. specifically noted that Augusta's representatives spend just as much time discussing the inherent risks and liquidity pitfalls of physical gold as they do the benefits.
A very consultative approach.
Yes, not a high-pressure boiler room.
And that consultative approach extends to the lifetime of the account, which is vital when you consider the long-term horizon of a retirement vehicle.
For sure.
You are assigned a dedicated specialist who remains your primary point of contact for years. So when you eventually reach the age of 73 and have to navigate required minimum distributions, you're coordinating with someone who understands the historical context of your specific holdings.
Rather than starting from scratch with a random call center agent.
Exactly.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because if Augusta represents the ultra-premium high-capital tier, the market has to provide solutions for investors with different capital constraints or strategic priorities.
Right, and this is where we see the divergence in Doug Young's ranking.
So the number two provider on the 2026 list is Goldco.
Goldco, yeah.
A firm that was actually voted best for customer service by Money.com. Their approach is significantly different, starting with a much more accessible $25,000 minimum investment.
Half the entry point. And Goldco has engineered their entire infrastructure around reducing the administrative friction of the rollover process.
Which we know is a pain point.
A huge pain point. Moving capital out of legacy 401ks can be a bureaucratic nightmare, often involving obscure paperwork and uncooperative legacy custodians.
So how does Goldco handle it?
They deploy a specialized team that effectively takes over that administrative burden. They handle the communications and the documentation, ensuring the capital transfers cleanly without triggering that 60-day IRS penalty window we discussed earlier.
However, the research does flag a specific operational quirk regarding Goldco that you, as the investor, need to be aware of.
The fee disclosure.
Yes. While their actual fee structure is highly competitive, I mean, Doug Young's audit verified a $50 one-time setup fee and a flat $80 annual maintenance fee.
Which is great.
It is great, but you cannot independently verify those figures on their public website.
Nope.
They intentionally gate that information behind a required consultation. For an analytical investor who wants to build out a complete spreadsheet of comparative costs before ever picking up the phone, that lack of upfront digital transparency is a real point of friction.
It is a classic lead generation tactic. They want the opportunity to explain their value proposition directly to you before you filter them out based purely on a raw data point.
Yeah, that makes sense from a sales perspective.
It's a minor hurdle. But as the report notes, once you are on the phone, the fee structure they provide is both competitive and binding.
Let's shift the focus to the intersection of liquidity and product innovation. Because the number three firm on the list, American Hartford Gold, addresses a very specific mechanical problem with precious metals.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the report.
It's so cool. This firm has massive brand visibility, right? They sponsor NASCAR. They're a fixture on the Inc. 5,000 list of fastest growing companies. But what really stands out in the data is their product flexibility.
Particularly regarding fractional liquidation. Because liquidity is the inherent challenge of physical gold. Let's say you hold a standard heavy gold bar and you need to take a relatively small required minimum distribution to satisfy the IRS.
You can't just shave off a corner of the bar.
Right. You are often forced to liquidate the entire asset, which might trigger a much larger taxable event than you intended, or force you to sell more metal than you wanted to at that specific market price.
Which is terrible.
American Hartford Gold mitigates this by offering highly specific fractional products.
The report specifically highlights their offering of the Valcombi Combi Bar. Mechanically, this is a brilliant piece of financial engineering.
It really is.
It is essentially a credit card-sized sheet of investment-grade gold that is precisely pre-scored into smaller, distinct fractional units, usually 1 gram increments.
It functions on the same physical principle as a perforated sheet of paper or a chocolate bar.
Exactly. So if your RMD calculation requires exactly $3,000 worth of liquidation and the broader market is down, you don't have to sell a $60,000 bar. You simply separate the exact number of 1 gram units required to meet the distribution, leaving the rest of your physical asset perfectly intact and vaulted.
It provides equity-like divisibility to a physical commodity, which is amazing. And American Hartford Gold pairs that product flexibility with highly accessible capital requirements.
What are their minimums?
You can initiate a gold IRA with them for just $10,000.
Very accessible.
And if you are looking to bypass the IRA structure entirely and simply purchase physical metals for direct private delivery, their minimum drops to just $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a structure designed for investors who prioritize maximum flexibility and incremental scaling.
Which naturally leads us to the strategy of scaling into the market over time. For an investor who wants to establish a position in precious metals but wants to dollar-cost average their way in, rather than deploying a massive lump sum, the barrier to entry is the primary metric.
Yep.
The fourth company in the 2026 audit, Advantage Gold, is structurally optimized for this exact scenario. Their minimum investment threshold is between $5,000 and $10,000.
And because they target that entry-level segment of the market, Advantage Gold over-indexes on foundational education.
Correct.
They essentially assume their clients are executing their very first alternative asset transaction. Consequently, they provide an exhaustive suite of educational resources, detailed investment kits, live webinars, comprehensive market analysis.
That's great for beginners.
Very much so. And advisors who are trained to walk novices through the fundamental mechanics of macroeconomic hedging.
But the data reveals the mathematical trade-off of that low-entry model.
There's always a trade-off.
Right. While the capital requirement is low, the initial operational friction is higher. Advantage Gold charges a setup fee of approximately $295.
Which is higher than the others.
Yeah. From a margin perspective, it makes sense. The administrative cost to legally establish an IRS-compliant IRA, draft the custodial paperwork, and coordinate the depository logistics is essentially the same whether you are depositing $5,000 or $500,000.
Sure.
So for a smaller account, that $295 represents a much larger percentage of your initial principal. You really have to decide if that premium is worth the extensive educational scaffolding.
Exactly. It's a calculation of value versus cost. And as your portfolio scales, percentage-based impacts diminish, which brings us to the importance of fee structures over a long time horizon.
Which leads to our fifth firm.
Right. The fifth firm audited in the report, Birch Gold Group, provides an excellent case study in long-term structural efficiency. They have been operating this specialized space for over 2 decades.
40 years.
Which is an absolute eternity in the alternative asset market.
And Birch Gold requires a $10,000 minimum. But the critical data point Doug Young highlights is their commitment to a flat rate fee structure.
This is huge.
Yeah. They charge roughly a $50 setup fee and an $8,100 annual administrative fee. For you, the investor, the difference between a flat rate fee and a scaled or percentage-based fee is massive over a 20-year horizon.
Oh, massive.
If your gold holdings appreciate from $50,000 to $150,000 over a decade, a flat fee means your administrative costs remain statically anchored at $100 a year. Your overhead effectively shrinks as your wealth grows.
It fundamentally protects your compound returns. If an administrator charges a percentage of assets under management, they're essentially penalizing you for the asset's appreciation.
Right.
Birch Gold's flat rate model ensures that the custodial drag on your portfolio remains nominal, regardless of how aggressively the underlying commodity appreciates.
So we've analyzed the distinct operational models of these five firms, from Augusta's high capital premium education tier to Goldco's rollover efficiency, American Hartford's fractional liquidity, Advantage Gold's beginner accessibility, and Birch Gold's long-term fee efficiency.
They cover the whole spectrum.
They really do. But the report emphasizes a foundational layer of infrastructure that all five of these vetted companies share. They all mandate the use of highly regulated third-party depositories, and they all maintain institutional buyback programs.
Right. The depository mandate is non-negotiable for IRS compliance. You're looking at institutional-grade facilities like the Delaware Depository or Brinks Global Services.
These aren't just heavy safes.
No. They are hyper-secure, fully insured logistical hubs that segregate and audit the assets. But the buyback program is arguably the most critical operational feature for the end investor.
Let's drill down into the mechanics of that buyback program. Because acquiring the asset is only half the equation.
Exactly.
Eventually, you enter the distribution phase of your retirement. You need to convert that physical metal back into liquid fiat currency to pay for your living expenses or to satisfy the IRS's required minimum distributions.
And if your gold IRA provider doesn't have a structured buyback mechanism, you are left navigating the secondary market yourself.
Which is dangerous.
You're trying to find a retail dealer who will inevitably charge a massive spread, buying your gold at a severe discount to the spot price.
A guaranteed buyback program eliminates that spread risk. It ensures that when you need to liquidate, the firm that sold you the metal will repurchase it at competitive current market rates.
It provides institutional-grade liquidity to a physical commodity, ensuring you can efficiently execute your distributions without losing a significant percentage of your wealth to secondary market friction.
So what does this all mean? The overarching insight from Doug Young's 2026 audit is that optimizing a gold IRA is an exercise in precise alignment.
Yes.
There is no universally perfect provider. The correct choice depends entirely on cross-referencing your available capital with your strategic needs.
Right. If you have significant capital and demand high-level economic discourse, you look toward Augusta.
If you need fractional liquidity for precise RMDs, you look at American Hartford's Commie Bar.
And if you are scaling in slowly and need extensive education, Advantage Gold fits the profile. It is about matching the infrastructure to your specific financial architecture.
And as you evaluate how physical commodities fit into your broader wealth preservation strategy, there's a really interesting, almost philosophical paradox to all this.
Oh, the paradox of the gold IRA structure itself.
Exactly. You, the investor, migrate to physical precious metals because you desire absolute, tangible security. You want an asset that exists in the physical world, immune to digital ledger failures, server crashes, or counterparty bankruptcies.
You want wealth you can theoretically hold in your hands.
Right. Yet the strict regulatory framework of the IRS absolutely forbids you from ever physically interacting with that wealth. To maintain the tax advantages that make the investment viable, your physical gold must be securely transported to a remote, heavily guarded depository.
Completely inaccessible to you.
Completely inaccessible. It is the ultimate paradox of modern finance. You are investing in a tangible asset specifically for physical independence, but you must completely surrender physical control of that asset to the system in order to protect it.
It is a profound contradiction. You are purchasing the ultimate bearer asset only to be legally restricted from ever actually bearing it.
At the end of our conversation today, we suggest that you go to the Gold IRA Company's bulletin website at goldiracompaniescompared.com for a wealth of related information. That's goldiracompaniescompared.com. And remember, there's a link to this information right in the episode notes. Keep asking the hard questions and keep optimizing your strategy.